machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, Lola.
Folks, I'd like to, faithful listeners, I'd like to welcome you to my show Stone Cold Sober. You're listening to me, Dr. Tony, here on 104.6 FM. Just a little update here. I've now finally got myself a email address. This is only a 30-minute show, so I haven't got time to take calls, which I'd love to. So my email address, and I promise you I will reply to you, is small case one word, music@drtony.co.nz. That's D-R-T-O-N-Y. Okay, so that song you were just listening to, that was... excuse me, that was Lola by a band who were up there with the Rolling Stones and the Beatles for both popularity, talent and fame. The band's name is The Kinks. They were formed in London in 1963 by brothers Ray and Dave Davies. They were briefly part of the British invasion of the US until their touring ban in 1965. Let's just say Ray and US Customs didn't see eye to eye. The song Lola, which was ahead of its time in those days, details a romantic encounter between a young man and a possible cross-dresser or trans woman whom he meets in a club in Soho, London. That's a lot more common today than it was in those days. Staying in London now, we're going to listen to an English synth-pop duo formed in London in 1981. They consist of Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, and they call themselves the Pet Shop Boys. They've sold 50 million records worldwide, and they were listed... Sorry, I had a phone call came through in the background. They were listed as the most successful duo in UK music history in 1999 in the Guinness Book of World Records. This song, West End Girls, hit number one on both sides of the Atlantic. West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys there. They're still around these days and touring and doing a lot of covers for various bands. Okay, the next act we have is a British electronic group from Sheffield. Gee, Sheffield brings out a lot of prolific artists, from Joe Cocker to Pulp to Arctic Monkeys, to name a few. This next song is almost a remix version of the famous ballads from the 60s and 70s. And this band have collaborated with Tony Christie, The Avenues and Alleyways is one of his big hits, Jarvis Cocker, Phil Oakley from Human League, and Baby Bird. In 1998, they were asked to produce a cover of Beat Goes On, originally done by Sonny Bono, for Britney Spears' debut album Baby One More Time. This is Walk Like a Panther by the All-Seeing Eye.
Set up home with a man who's half my age, a half-wit in a leotard stands on my stage. The standards have fallen, my value has dropped, but don't shed a tear. Some walk like they own the place, whilst others
like a panther. Okay, next up we're going to go to our New Zealand segment, which I enjoy doing very much each week. We're going to hear a band called Supergroove. Supergroove were a Kiwi funk rock music group. They released their first album in 1994. They disbanded in 1997 after Shay Fu and trumpeter Tim Stewart were fired, and thankfully they reformed in 2007 after the release of their Best Of compilation package. This is their song Supergroove. Oh, sorry, Sitting Inside My Head.
I think about you When I hear a door slam in the wind and the glass on the mat says welcome, I think about you, 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 sitting inside my head laughing at what I said. Come on baby, let's have another toast. You might think I'm dead laughing at my expense. Let's fill the cup, let's wash away the ghost. What's her name? But I choke on every letter. The glass flies off the table. I keep telling her I ain't the one to blame. Sitting inside my head, laughing at what I said. Come on, baby, let's have another toast. You might think I'm dead, laughing at my expense. Let's fill the cup.
Says welcome. I think about you.
You've just been listening to a New Zealand supergroup called Supergroove, their song Sitting Inside My Head. The Orange Juice were a Scottish pop band from Glasgow. They were formed in Glasgow in 1979. They were inspired by bands such as Television, The Buzzcocks, The Birds and The Velvet Underground. They brought together styles such as country, disco and punk. Excuse me, their main man Edward Collins pursued a solo career, doing very well, and he did well with this song. He did, his biggest hit was Never Had a Girl Like You. This is another song which I like equally called This Is What Presents. What presents?
stepping out to the strings of this self-same tune, and it's screaming in my ears. Yes, it's screaming in my ears. And I'm holding back the tears, 'cause it's screaming in my ears. What presents? What presents?
Presence. Next up, we have a band called Supergrass, as in the band, not the informant. Supergrass are an English rock band from, they were formed in Oxford, the same town as the wonderful Radiohead. They were formed in 1993 by brothers Rob and Baz Coombs. They released 5 albums and in 2012 split due to creative differences. They did reunite for a performance and a tribute concert in honour of Foo Fighters, recently deceased drummer Taylor Hawkins, who is a massive fan of Supergrass. This is their song, Moving.
Moving, just keep moving till I don't know what to say. I've been moving so long, the days all feel the same.
Okay, you were just listening to Supergrass and their song Moving. This next artist that I've played him before, and he's Australian, called Jack Ladder and his band The Dreamlanders. So we'll just go straight into the song because I have given you a bit of a rundown on him before. This is Jack Ladder, Come On Back This Way. Dr. Tony over and out. Sayonara, see you next week.
Against the wall and pulls the lipstick from her bag and I say,